Chapter 66. When Jesse got back to their room, Diana threw her arms around his neck and kissed him on the mouth. She pushed back and said, "Jesse Stone, I love you something awful. Do you know that?"
"That or you're certifiable?"
"Both. Me too, apparently. After all, I agreed to marry you." But instead of smiling, Jesse's face got serious.
"What's wrong, Jesse?"
"First things first." He nodded for her to follow him over to a cowhide sofa next to the window in their room. He sat her down and then sat next to her.
"Listen to me, Di. We both got really caught up in things last night, and I meant everything I said to you last night.
But?"
"But I screwed up one marriage. I won't—"
"I'd say Jen played a pretty big role in what happened between the two of you."
"Yeah, but like I said, we got caught up in things last night. I want to make sure you're sure. We can walk back from this if you're having second thoughts."
Diana scowled at Jesse.
"Sounds to me like you're the one having second thoughts."
"Nope, no second thoughts. Just concerns about you being happy in paradise."
She laughed. "Hard not to be happy in paradise."
"Not according to Genesis."
"Now I've heard it all. Jesse Stone referring to scripture."
"I guess that is pretty strange, but you know what I mean. Paradise will bore you to tears, and I can't ask you to do that to be with me. I respect you and love you way too much to ask that of you."
She didn't laugh at him, but smiled her white neon smile at him. She leaned over and kissed him softly on the lips.
"I said I would marry you, Stone. I didn't say how that marriage would work.
You're right. If I stayed home and had kids and cooked for you, I'd lose my mind.
But we're not having kids, at least not yet. And I'm not staying home and cooking for you. I've got my consulting business, and it's doing really well. I already make more money than you do, and I could expand any time. I've got agents from the Bureau who are about to retire looking to me for jobs."
"No, Jesse, we'll be good. I won't be home a lot of the time, and when we see each other, it'll be amazing. We'll have the best parts of a long-distance relationship and a close marriage."
"And you thought of all this between last night and 5:37 p.m. Central Time today?" he said, looking at the clock radio beside the bed.
"Jackass, of course not. I think I knew I wanted to be with you forever the morning after we woke up back in New York.
I was so comfortable with you even then, when I was pretending to be someone else. If you didn't ask me, I would have asked you."
"When?"
"Eventually."
He smiled.
"What makes you think I would have said yes?"
She punched him in the arm again and said, "And don't ask me if I'm sure ever again. Come on, let's go shower. We've both got big nights ahead of us."
But when they came out of the shower, Diana spotted something she didn't like in Jesse's expression as he shaved.
"What's wrong?" she asked. "It's not about us, is it?"
He shook his head, stopped shaving, and turned to face her. "When I saw Jen at the bar before, she asked me what was going on.
Shit.
She's many things. Stupid isn't one of them. She's noticed all the extra security and that I changed my mind about coming to the wedding. She believed the part about me coming to show you off to her, and that I needed some peace of mind that her marriage to me was truly all in the past. She didn't buy anything else I told her until—"
"Until what?"
"Until I told her that a disgruntled ex-employee of Hale's had made vague threats against him and his properties."
"Talk about opening a can of worms, Stone."
"It was either that or a can of spiders. I chose worms.